Advancing medical care often takes research and analysis. In the military, improving medical care on the battlefield is no different. In Bagram, Afghanistan, at the Joint Theater Trauma System, two soldiers are changing care on the battlefield, one mouse click at a time. Army Major Ryan Curtis explains how.
Essentially, we take data and come up with, basically evidence-based performance improvement initiatives and give it back to the combat medic on the ground. What's very important about that is that we've never collected point of injury care data ever in the history of these two conflicts.
But now, with data being collected, they're discovering all sorts of information, including the fact that of the nearly 5,000 deaths in theater, many of the patients died prior to reaching surgical care. One of the contributing factors to this number was that patients were dying from bleeding out.
A significant portion of people were dying from junctional bleeds. So the junctional tourniquet is able to stop that,
says Army Staff Sergeant Michael Smith. And of course, their office ensured that all medics across theater were using junctional tourniquets.
So now we are able to take a potentially life-threatening injury and save a soldier.
But these improvements don't just affect troops and medics on the battlefield.
So the work that we do here and the improvements that we make in combat casualty care will transfer to the training in the States, because as we all know, we train to go to war, so whatever the standard is here will become standard back in the United States.
For Sergeant Smith, a medic no longer taking a hands-on approach to saving lives, mining through the data still has its rewards.
With what we do here and knowing that it has the potential to save lives, it gives me great pride in the work that we're doing.
Reporting from Bagram, Afghanistan, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Haley Zimmerman.